This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Since the start of the U.S.-led occupation of Iraq, the Pentagon has seen the creation of a viable Iraqi security force as central to stabilizing the country. But in the wake of widespread attacks by both Sunni and Shiite Muslim insurgents, the U.S. military conceded that the performance of some U.S.-trained Iraqi units was a great disappointment. Chief American Administrator Paul Bremer acknowledged yesterday that the Iraqi Army and Civil Defense Force will not be in a position to control the country when the U.S. hands over sovereignty to an interim government at the end of June. But U.S. generals insist the Iraqis will be better prepared to carry their weight in the future, NPR's Ann Garrels reports.
Outside Iraq's heavily fortified army recruitment center, a motley group of men waits to fill out forms. Several are well over the cutoff age of 40. As to why they want to join up, everyone echoes 36-year-old Hamza Dakhil.
Out of joblessness, I have a family. They have to live. And it is not easy to get a job any other place.
The U.S. has stepped up recruitment. It took 8 months to graduate the first four battalions. 10 more will be pushed through in the next 8 weeks. About 100 men from across the country turn up each day. Army Sergeant Shahab Ahmed Mohammed says most are accepted.
We check them. Only those who are either they have a sort of illness or deformed or they cannot read and write, those people are not accepted in the Iraqi army. So we accept every day, say, about 80, 85.
Sergeant Shahab is in the Iraqi unit that refused to back up U.S. troops as they besieged Fallujah, and he's proud of it.
Yes, we refuse to go to Fallujah because the Americans want us to fight our people. We will never fight our people.
The crowd of recruits agrees. 19-year-old Haider Abdul Al quit the Iraqi Civil Defense Force 2 weeks ago rather than shoot unarmed demonstrators in the slums of Sadr City.
We tried our best not to shoot anyone, so we started to shoot in air. But the Americans told us to shoot at them. We cannot do that. I think our job is to soften things here, to make them quiet, not to add gas to the fire.
He's now joined the Army in the mistaken belief Army troops, unlike other security units, are only assigned to the borders. He and the new Iraqi Army are in for a rude shock. The new Army was initially designed to deal with external threats, but having underestimated security problems, the U.S. is now training the Army to focus on domestic uprisings. According to a British general, the Pentagon bureaucracy isn't making this easy because it continually holds up money for equipment and facilities. Despite this, Paul Eaton, the U.S. general in charge of training, says he's finally got enough mid- and senior-level Iraqi officers to integrate into the new Iraqi battalions coming online.
Getting Iraqis to train Iraqis. And it's not Iraqis being trained by coalition, it's Iraqis being trained by their own leaders to be employed by their own leaders.
At his first press conference yesterday, Iraq's U.S.-appointed defense minister, Ali Alawi, urged Iraqis to confront illegitimate forces at home. But it was not the stirring, persuasive performance his U.S. minders had hoped for. U.S. officials have been frustrated that Iraqi leaders have not spoken up more forcefully against insurgents and the need to fight them. Eaton is depending on this new defense minister, his newly appointed top generals, retrained officers, and a sovereign government taking over in a couple of months, to inspire allegiance and determination so far missing.
The solution is Iraqi leadership, and until that's done, they appear to be working with or for the coalition and need to be perceived by themselves as well as others that they are working for their own leaders.
But the U.S.-led forces will remain in the country for the foreseeable future. Their role is a major issue now, and with it, just who will be in control of Iraqi troops. At the recruiting station, Sergeant Shahab sums up the dilemma.
We expected that the American troops would withdraw. We will take their place and provide security for our people. Until now, nothing is obvious. Nothing is clear.
Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.